Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the live broadcast with Wild Ginger Running. I am here this week for a very special broadcast with Owen Everard, not Ian, as I thought, from reading his name. So Owen is a physio. He's got a PhD in biomechanics, and he's also a pretty darn good runner. He's won 5 national senior running titles. He's represented Ireland, doing 800 metres and everything to 10K cross country, and that's on the international stage. He is actually a sub 4 minute miler. That is very impressive. I only know one other sub 4 minute miler personally, and that's Paul Larkins, who used to edit Trail Running magazine. So that's fantastic. And you've run sub 14 minutes for 5K just last year. So this is completely current. And he is also the current indoor 3000 meters European over 30. Champion. You don't look a day over 21, Owen, there. He is also, the reason he's come to talk to us today here is that he's the founder of EveradPilates.com. So today we're going to find out more about how regular Pilates can help strengthen us all for our trail and our ultra running, and also prevent injuries too. So welcome, Owen. Are you having a good day today so far?
Really good. Yeah, better after that introduction.
Picked you up a little bit.
Head'll be up.
Yeah. Fantastic. So have you been running already today, or are you just heading out later?
Yeah, I have a 5K race tomorrow, so I just took a rest day today, so it's nice.
Yeah. What's the race that you're doing tomorrow?
It's just a road race here in Ireland. There's like a series, so it's the start of that series. So it's a 5K in Port Leash, it's a place called. So on Patrick's Day, we're off, though. It's a national holiday, so there's a couple of good road races on. So it'd be great to get back out and do a few.
Yeah, interesting to have a race on a Friday. That's fantastic.
It's just because it's our national holiday. We have a day off sort of for St. Patrick's Day.
So, just for this reason.
The long weekend, yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, and I'm sure you'll be celebrating afterwards in a manner of which St. Patrick would approve.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, congratulations on all your sporting achievements. I'm sure you're set to make another one tomorrow. But can I ask you, do you also enjoy just a nice kind of chilled out bimble on the trails, like looking at the views, or are you all about just pure speed all the time?
No, I do like that as well. And I think trail running is some of the healthiest type of running, because we want to talk about Pilates and for injury prevention. Like what's great about trails is it's the variation. A lot of times, with running, a lot of the injuries we get is because of like a lack of variation.
And
you know, if you're on tarmac, you know where your foot's going to hit,
so
you
can
kind of quite heavy. Whereas like I worked with the Australian like running team, like the Melbourne Track Club, and we were in trails in like San Diego, in a place called Mount Laguna, and it was just brilliant. It takes you a while to get used to it because, you know, it's so up and down, and the terrain is rough, but, like, obviously it makes you slow down a little bit. And then two, it's just really much more connected, so you're kind of constantly using those little muscles, which is excellent. So it's something I would recommend.
Brilliant. So we're already doing great stuff for our bodies in terms of injury prevention by being trail runners. So fantastic. If you're watching this channel, you're always already doing really well. But Owen, I want to ask you, how does Pilates in particular help us as runners strengthen up and avoid injuries?
Yeah, see, all running injuries are basically like passive injuries. We couldn't get more ankle injuries, obviously, in trail running. But people get like plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, like knee pain, hip pain. That's because there's like generally three systems that should be working. There should be the passive structures, like the ligaments, the joints, and the tendons of the body will give you like support to absorb the load when we run. But then you have the muscular system, which is also like take some of that pressure off. And then the nervous system is like teaching you like how to be in the right position. That's where trail running, as I said, is just like constantly like moving your foot so you're not falling. What happens with runners is the muscular system can get very lazy because of normal day-to-day life, and then we can also like get stiff. So essentially, we are overloading the passive structures because the muscles aren't activated. So you want something like Pilates to, one, improve the movement again, like to counterbalance the like the tightnesses and weaknesses through running, and then two, like wake up the muscles. So like I would say, you know, once a week doing like these type of exercises is great. We have a free trial at everourpilates.com/sportsfreetrial, but I said we're going to go through some of the exercises here today, and they'll give you a good indication, and we'll talk specifically why I put those exercises in as a good baseline for people to use. So it's that idea of waking up those muscles. Well, then when the muscles are awake, they'll like subconsciously take the load. However, if they're dormant, if they're not like activated, it's the passive structures that get loaded. And then if we do an increase in the volume that we're normally doing, or an increase in the intensity, it's like we seem to get injuries.
Yeah, so we need to be waking up those muscles so they can take the load and not all the other bits that surround them.
Yeah. I said that in like 20 minutes,
but
that's exactly it.
Well, that sounds fantastic, isn't it? My mum, she's, I think, 66 now. She does Pilates really regularly, and she really, really loves it. So I'm all for this. It sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, my mum does my back Pilates, and she's roughly the same age. She does it, and she let me review, which I thought was cute.
Oh, that's really sweet. He was absolutely terrible.
He's great. Could clean up better, but he's good at Pilates.
But otherwise amazing. You said you're going to do us a little taster here, but yeah. And you've got the taster there on Everard Pilates. What made you set it up in the first place, and how can people join?
Just go to the website, as you said. So it's Everard Pilates, Pilates.com, and you'll see the free trial there, or we have a book, Get to the Line in Best Shape Possible, as a free book. It's just articles I've done. As I got into my late 20s, I started getting like kind of, we all kind of have, I had all those injuries. So I had an ankle problem, I've had shin splints, I had a hip injury for like 20 weeks. So I basically had to start looking at ways to allow me to run and not break down. So I would have just done like my Pilates instructors. I'm a chartered physio as well, so I would have known the importance of good movement. But I found that those programs can be a little bit too much like on the ground, which is needed at the moment to like activate the muscles, but then we want to get back on our feet, which we'll just show today, say, and use them in the kind of positions we want. So I was just basically trying to come up with things to help myself. They kind of helped, and then I would have had patients who would have been injured and they never continued on their rehab. So it was a good way like to do it live initially, work with people, and then the local triathlon club I would have done a good bit with, and then COVID came, so we went online, and then it's kind of grown from there. So it's great though. It's something I'm really like passionate about. Like I fully believe in it. So it's like, you know, it's not you have to do it loads of times. It's like once a week just to stay injury free. get that variation back in the body, especially if you're not, like, trail running is the best type of running. I'm not just even saying that, but if you're doing ultra running, say, just on like tarmac or roads, and it's like you're not changing the variety, you need something to move through the range of motion, get those muscles firing again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds great that you started off doing stuff for making people be more motivated to do it more often, and then COVID just made it even more, well, go online. And you can just reach so many more people, can't you, when you're online with these things. And it doesn't matter where you are in the country, you can sign up and everybody can join. It's a really, really good model, isn't it?
So I've and you're not stressed about, like, not being able to fit people in your class, like, you know,
Which is the kind of issue. Yeah, they just have to turn the computer on in their living room like I'm doing today here. So, yeah, that's fantastic. And I have put a link to Owen's Everard Pilates in the description below or in the podcast show notes if you're watching later on the podcast, although this is not going to make a very good podcast. But yeah, it will just encourage everybody to go and watch you on watch this on YouTube. So I've put a link there if you fancy joining Owen's classes. Just before we start, I've just got a couple of questions from patrons who are the loyal supporters of this channel. So first of all, we've got a question from Andrew Knox, who he is asking about hip mobility. I'll just pop his question up here on the screen here. He says,
"This is the first exercise we're doing."
Great. Okay. Well, he just asks about what is a good range of mobility to test that your hips and pelvis are working optimally for running. So yeah, like how mobile should you be?
Do the first one. It'll be fine.
Well, okay, we're going to cover that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh well, there you go, Andrew. We're covering your question really soon there.
But it's really sorry. Just on that quickly, I'm terrible for these, like, because I know we need to get in. Like, if you are the range of motion, we're going to look at the first one is a hip mobility one. We want good range of motion at the ankle, good range of motion at the hip, good range of motion at the upper back. So they're the kind of areas that you should be targeting if you are looking at improving range of motion.
Yeah, and so we'll do that as one of the first ones that we do today in this taster.
100%, yeah.
Fantastic. And then Arnold, I think basically this is what we're going to give to Arnold anyway, but he says, have you got any tips on strength training for the UTMB? He's doing the CCC, which is half of the Ultra Tour de Mont Blanc. So that's like 50 miles or so through the mountains with about 6,000 meters of elevation. He wants tips on strength training that can be done at home or places with few hills and mountains. So I'm guessing this
is... we're in the right place. We're hitting the audience. Yeah, exactly. Because again, what we're doing is there's like a triangle, like if you're looking at strength conditioning, it's called like Alvar Mayle's hierarchy. He's like the strength conditioning coach that's won the NFL and the NBA. He's the only one who's done that.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. So what you want at the start is like good movements. So we need to have mobility, stability, and then motor control. So we need to be mobile at the joints, as we were talking in the first question. Stable, like learn how to activate the muscles. And then motor control is like getting us back on our feet, doing exercises that kind of replicate what we'll need in standing or in running. And we kind of do it in that order. So in the Pilates here, we're going to work initially just on the like the mobility to start with. We'll then do like some stability activation work, especially around the like glutes and the core. And then we'll do some like stuff for balance and standing. And then like throughout the course, I like vary those up, but that's really what we're working. Then in the gym, go for like exercises that are like 10 to 15 reps, like three sets, because you need to develop what's called work capacity, and that's the ability to handle load, like to resist fatigue. And only then should you start developing strength. So if you're looking at a routine, why we go with the Pilates is that is the first layer, even if you were looking at developing power and strength. It's the foundational layer. So this stuff will really help because it will wake up the muscles.
Yes. Okay. So because endurance is like more like 12 to 15 reps, isn't it? Whereas strength training is more like 8 like to 10 reps.
Exactly.
So you've got to build your foundation first.
Yeah. And people can go too quick, too heavy. But it's like you just want to, for us, like the way I do Pilates is only like that. It's only to stay injury free. So once we hit a certain threshold, I don't need to go looking for like really heavy weights. I only want enough that wakes up the muscles. You know what I mean? It's like once you're awoke, we're doing our training, then running is going to get you better. You're not going to do that much better a 50-mile run if you're like super, super strong or super powerful. As long as the core is engaged so that you're not buckling or the muscles aren't, like the joints aren't breaking down. The rest is on your running and your like lactic threshold, and you'd be much better served working on that for performance and then using this as more of an injury prevention, more of as a threshold to hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a former sub 4 minute miler, I think we all need, not a former, you are currently a four minute miler. We should all be listening to you for our speed.
I'm still 29.50 as well for 10K. I don't think people really understand the sub 4 minute mile. Well, it's something we hear the term, so.
Yeah, I understand it.
Even the longer distances, but not 50 miles. Done 49 minutes for 10 miles, but I've never really done anything more than that.
Yeah, well, it's very impressive. It takes me about 12 minutes to run a mile, so.
Yeah, it's different horses for courses, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting more for my money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get to see more of it. Okay.
Well, fantastic. Well, that's all the questions that I had. So, should we crack on with the session? I'm going to make you full on the screen and make me very tiny on the screen.
Brilliant. Can you see my screen?
Yep, there you are.
Okay, so just going to very quickly talk. I wonder how can I drag you? Oh, sorry, I've done that wrong way. Okay, so you can see the exercise there, can you?
Yes, I can on Skype. Hang on, I might have to do a screen share here on eCam. Let me just, what does that do?
If not, let me know and I can just try switch across to my phone and we can do these live.
I can share my screen. So if I make this big on the screen. Ah, here we go. Shared screen. Right, I've got you.
Yeah.
This is great. Grand. Okay. I think it's working.
Great. Okay. So what we're going to do, as I said, we're going to do a hip mobility one first. So if you want to sit up there, Claire, if you can see my screen.
Yeah, I can see your screen.
Okay. It's paused. All right. So let's put one foot. I'm going to talk us through what we're going to do. So you're going to put one kneel down and put one foot out in front.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll copy. Yeah. Yes.
Now, we need your, make sure your toes are in front of your knees. So we were talking about how do you know for hip mobility? We want to make sure that the toes are in front of the knees. We'll have the back leg ready, and you're going to lift. So we'll follow along now. Hands down on the ground, and then lift your back leg.
Okay.
Perfect. And then you're going to make circles with your front hip. You're going to go one, two, small circles, three, four, five. Hold there. Now, bend your back knee and then straighten your back knee. One. Yeah, good. Two, three, four, five. Then you're going to rotate your upper arm. So your right arm, your right leg is forward, so your right arm goes up. Yeah, one. And then back down. Two, three, four, five. Excellent. Okay, bring that leg back. And now bring the other leg up. Hands close together. Now readjust. Yes, so bring your back leg. So walk your hands back a little bit. And then bring that back leg up. Excellent. Now we're going to make small circles with your front knee. One, two, three, four, five. Straighten your back leg. One. Straighten that back leg. Yeah, one, two, three, four, five. Excellent. Okay. Now you're going to take your left arm and rotate. One. And back down. Two. Three. Rotate that arm. Four. Five. Good. Okay. Bring that leg back. Okay. Bring in hands in close. Bring in your right leg up again. Readjust if you need. No, good. Okay. And small circles with that front hip. One. Two. Three. Four, five, straighten your back leg. One, two, three, four, five, lift that right arm. One, two, rotating that upper back. Three, four, five. Good. Bring that leg back. Bring the left leg up. Normally we do three. We'll go again. One, two, three, four, five. Straighten your back leg. One, two, three, four, five. Rotate that upper arm. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Bring that leg back. Do you want to do one more? Finish it off?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's go one more.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah, I'm definitely right warmed up now. Yeah.
Okay, bring your right leg forward. Again, if someone just readjust, let's go one. Yeah, two, three. I'll catch up with you. I'll go too fast. Four, five. Straighten your back leg. Go one. I'm going to redo this. Two, three, four, five. And then you're going to lift that arm. Go, ready? Go one. Right arm goes up, two, three, four, five. Excellent. Bring that leg back. Bring the other leg up. Small circles. Let's go one, two, three, four, five. Straighten your back leg. One, two, three, four, five. Excellent. Lift that arm. One. Really good. Two, three, four, five. Excellent. Okay, and back down.
That was great.
All right. So that's it. If you can do that, you're fine. If you can't, just make sure the key things there we want is that the knee is behind. I'm going to redo this video based on just how I'm seeing you do it because I'm going too fast. You know, if you're just not used to it. So it's great. I change these videos a lot, so it's just good. I'm definitely going to go back and do that right now. The next one then, so that's our hip. You can see we're working the upper back, we're working the hip, because these are the areas that get kind of tight when we're, sitting a lot and with modern life. Okay, so the next one is simple. This is a back aware belt. This is a piece of equipment I'm working on at the moment.
Okay.
It just gives you like feedback on your back. So you're going to go on all fours.
Yeah.
And I want you to arch your back down. And then come all the way up and all the way down. And then I want you to find your middle position. So you're going to find the middle position. So find up, down, and then find your middle. And then hold on the middle. Okay, lifting that stomach up, you're going to lift your right arm up and your left leg out. Yeah, keep your bottom, bring your leg slightly down. There we go. And you're just going to make five circles with your arm. You're just going to go one, stomach's up, two, eyes up and down, three, you can listen to me, four, five. Good. And then back down. Find the middle, arch slightly, come all the way up. Okay, lift the stomach up, then go opposite arm, opposite leg. Hold the core, drop that leg slightly. Drop your leg slightly, lift your stomach up. Good. Eyes up and down, circles. Let's go. One, two, three, four, five. Back down. Go other side, belly buttons in. Lift the leg down, stomach's up. Go. One, two. And just with the back aware belt there, I just look at that sensor because it just tells me I'm not arching my back, which a lot of people do. Go the other side. Belly buttons in. Excellent. Go one, two, three, four, five. Back down. Other side. Yeah, so you're just doing it in your own time. You're finding the middle each time and making circles then, concentrating on that stomach staying up. Good. Four, five. Really good. Back down. Now, look, if you want, if people want to make that slightly harder, depending on their level, that's fine, and just get used to that. If you want it, you can just do one harder one and leave it at that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Drop it down, arch your back, so go on all fours. You're going to find the middle, and I'm just going to try to come up to where it is. Find the middle, okay. Belly buttons in, lift toes towards your shins. Lift your knees about an inch off the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, keep the belly button in. Now, we're going to find the middle, good, and walking forward then. Walk forward, good. Belly buttons in, knees are down, excellent. And stop, hold, check where you are, and then we're going to walk back. So again, we're just waking up these core muscles, keeping the belly button in, and then you can drop down for a second. Come up on all fours, and we'll just rotate our wrists there. Yeah, just to kind of get them. Now you see, the key thing here sometimes is like, because I like running, I just like, we rotate into exercises so quick. Once you get into it, it's like, because I just want to, it's like max time. All right, so I would do that treat just two more times, lifting up and back down.
Okay.
Okay. But let's move on to the next one, because I want to get the bang for our buck here. Okay, so you're going to lie. Sorry, I'm just going to go forward. So go on your all fours. You're going to go to the side. And you're going to like, I'm just trying to see. Yeah, knee down. So you're going to have knee, hip, and shoulder down.
Got to move some toys out of the way.
Okay, knee, hip, and shoulders in line. Come down further with your knee. So have your two knees together. Like, see the way I'm there? I'm like, see that? So dropping, come down on your elbow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, down on your elbow. Excellent, yeah. And then you're going to lift up, keep the belly button in. And we're just going to pulse the top leg. You're going to go 1, 2, 3, up, 4, belly button's in. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, drop down for a second. Take a breath. Now we're coming back up straight away. And go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back down.
Oh, I can feel that there.
Yeah, back up. And pulse 1. Up, 2, 3.
I want to do this as well.
8, 6, keep the arms down. 9, 10, back down. Excellent. Okay, let's go to the, I move on to another exercise. I'm not going to bother with that. We're just going to go and do the other side. Because obviously this is like 45 minutes, but I just want to see what we can do. Okay, so we're coming up. Belly button's in, so I keep bend the back knee. We're coming up. Okay, and pulse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back down.
Oh, it's hard work, isn't it, after a while?
Yeah, take a breath and back up.
Must be working. Back up.
And go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back down. I'm literally going to repeat this type of class on Saturday after this race. Back up. Because I just need to slow down transitions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and down.
Oh, wow. I can barely feel that.
Come back to that. There's ones we can do for, we just do a little bit on our shoulders, but I just want to get the kind of the key ones I want us to find. Okay, so do you have any of those exercise bands?
Yes, I do actually. Resistance bands.
Yeah, brilliant. If you have one of them, let's grab it.
I do. I've got quite a few colours.
Let's go middle, medium resistance. Let me have a look. I would go the green one.
Yeah,
I would put an X in it as well, just that one is kind of too long. So put that in one leg, put that over your knee. And then make, let's put it in the other one just for now, for time. Let's put it in the other side, good. And then you're going to turn on your side. So you can see here, hips are going to be stacked on top of each other. You're bringing your knees out to a 45-degree angle out in front, like you're sleeping. Excellent. Keep the belly button in, and we'll feel that on the side of the hip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you're going to lift the leg up, and then you're going to pulse 1, 2, don't go down all the way, just small pulses, 3, 4, 5, and all the way down. Again, back up, pulse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Feel that side of the hip, back up, pulse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Back up, pulse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. You're going to do one more. Up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Okay, now what you're going to do is lift the top knee. So stay in the same position you are. Lift the top knee and then lift the ankle to meet it. So your knee and your ankle should be in line. So imagine there's a ball on your shin. I don't want it falling down or backwards. It should just stay where it is. And we're going to hold that position. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. And then knee up, ankle up, and hold. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Okay. Knee up, ankle up, and let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Knee up, ankle up, and go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down.
Ah.
Yeah, be burning. See, I'm burning as well. Knee up, ankle up. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Knee up, ankle up. Oh yeah. There's another one we do then where I straighten the back leg.
Oh, God.
So straighten, like, your hand on your stomach. You see my back wear belt here. I don't want, you see if I'm moving at my back, it moves a lot. So I just want to hold, and if you can see that sensor doesn't move then. So we're just making sure that all the movement's through the hip. So belly button's in, and we push back, but don't let any change in your back position. Stomach, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, good. 7, 8, 9, 10. Now hold the leg back. You're going to lift it to the ceiling. You don't want it in front of your body. It should be in line or slightly behind. And then you're going to lift to the ceiling. 1, 2, 3. Good. Digging in now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And take a break. Bring the leg up. Relax. This is where people think, like, oh, I do a stretch. Why is my back sore? My hip, I do this stretch. It takes more than 30 seconds of a stretch to counterbalance, like, 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day of sitting.
Yeah.
Okay, set, straighten that leg again. Okay, pulse the leg back. 1. So I'm all about getting a max. We want to get the max out of this. Keep pulsing. Good. Hand on the stomach. We're not making sure any, all the movements there. You can see my sensor is not changing position. And now hold the leg back, lift to the ceiling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back up, take a break.
Wow. Good. It starts off easy and then it just gets really hot.
I know. And
I'm glad you only made it look too bad.
Okay, we're going to straighten your back leg, bottom, top leg one more time. And pulsing back. 1, 2, good. 3, hand on the stomach, no change. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold the leg back, belly button's in. Lifting up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's what it takes, guys. That's what it takes.
I just know we're going to have to do this on the other side in a minute.
Exactly. Good news is we're finished that side. Bad news is that we have another side. There's a couple other ones we could do for bridging. I think a lot of people know bridging. So we're just going to go to the other side.
And then we'll do that. Even it out.
Yeah, got to balance out. Okay, so hips stacked on top of each other again. Feet together. At a 45-degree angle, belly button's in. And we're going to lift that top leg, keep the feet together. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. Back down. And then back up. And pulse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back down. Can you come down like you're sleeping? So just drop your head slightly. There we go. Perfect. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back down. Back up. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Back up, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down, go up, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. Okay, this time now, knee up, ankle up to meet it. Yeah, so make sure, imagine there's a ball, we don't want to fall forwards or backwards. And you're holding that position.
This is the hard one.
Yeah, this is tough. You don't even have a second band on.
No. I'm
it's still tough. That could be a hard band. And then back down. Back down, sorry. Take a breath. And then back up. No rest for the wicket. And we're holding 1. Good. 2. Knee up slightly more. Yeah. And back down. And back up. And we're holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down.
Wow. I hope everybody's enjoying this.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it after.
Torture session.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. And then straight back up. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back down. I am terrible for how little of a break I let you take. Okay, knee up, ankle up. I will slow this down slightly, I think. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have one in it that like is a slightly easier version that's slower. Just for different people. Okay, you're going to straighten your top leg. And you're going to pulse your leg back. Again, you can see my sensor, my back where it doesn't change here. So no movement through the back. So belly buttons in, zipping in. Let's go 1, back, 2, 3, nice and slow. Good. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold the leg back. Look down. You shouldn't be able to see your leg. Okay, lift to the ceiling then. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come up and take a little break.
It burns.
Yeah, this is what it takes. This is what's great about this, just doing this today, Claire. It just gives people that idea of like, you know, it isn't just a 30-second stretch.
It's like tiny movements, isn't it? But it's so powerful.
Yeah, and that's why, like, and these are what will like stop the knee buckling in. Okay, straighten the top leg. Belly buttons in, pulsing back. All moving through the hip, hand on your stomach. So we're still working on that core control. Set out my back aware belt on just to make sure if that starts like, that sensor starts moving a lot, I know I'm like not, I'm moving too much on my back and not on my hip. Now up to the ceiling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and come up. Good, I don't know if that's it. Or one more. Let me see what I'm saying. Okay, belly buttons in. We have one more. Straighten the top leg. Last one. Pulse back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold the leg back. Lift to the ceiling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Excellent. Brilliant stuff. And that's yeah, really good.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do I do some other ones then in like in standing, but I want to move on to a different video because we're just gonna do one more here then. Our last one of the day will be this one. So we're gonna stand up. This is how the screen looks now on it. So you're going to stand up. All right, stand on one leg, belly buttons in. You can slightly bend the knee you're standing on. This is really good one for people who have any like Achilles pain, calf issues, because a lot of times the hamstring and the glute is not working the way it should. Okay, so you're going to have to bring your leg back behind you, and as soon as the back leg stops lifting, you stop lowering. Okay, see there, I just want to make sure that hold, stop there, yeah.
I do it the same way as you, so it's not confusing.
Hop there, stop there, perfect. And you're holding that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and come back up. Good stuff. And then we'll come back down, lead with the leg back, and hold 1, 2, 3, 4, really good, 5, eyes looking down, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back up. And like clear is able to go way far. Don't worry if you're not coming up down that far, that's no problem. Okay, leading with the leg back. Again, belly buttons in, lead with the leg back and hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back up. Really good. Okay, second last one this side. Lead with the leg back. Ready? Same side, belly buttons in, lead with the leg back. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and back up. Okay, and then last one, you're going to come back down here, sorry. And then lean with the leg back, hold in that position. And let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hold, 8, 9, 10, and all the way back up. Good stuff. Excellent.
I've done that for ages.
Yeah, excellent. Shake out that leg. We're going to go the other side. I'm going to go to the one other. I think it's better in another video. Sorry. Yeah, it is. Okay, that's the old school one, ready? Oh, you're holding already. And then back up. Keep the belly button in. So put one hand on your stomach again. This is the pulses. Okay, back down. Lead the leg back. And you're going to hold 1, 2, 3, eyes up and down more. 4, belly buttons in. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back up. And lead with the leg back again. And go 1, 2, 3. Follow clear. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back up. And we're going to go back down. Lead with the leg. Belly buttons in. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back up. Okay, belly buttons in. Lead with that leg back. And as soon as that back leg stops lifting, you stop lowering. You saw me in the last one kind of show different positions. You want to be arching, eyes are looking diagonally down. We don't want to round at our back, and we're holding that position. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, back up. And then we're shaking back down, leading the leg back. And hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back up. Okay, and then leading the leg back again. Second last one, lead with the leg. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back up. Okay, I think our last one then should be 6 each side. Lead with that leg last time. Back down we go. Hold then, belly buttons in. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, back up.
Excellent. Really
shake out that leg. Really good. Okay, great. I think those ones give us stop sharing my screen. that gives us a really good example of what we can do. How do I get out of this? Sorry. There we go. And I'll get back into Skype. Yeah. Great. I hope people saw that. If they were following Claire, it'd be great as well. But it just a couple of things I hope people get there is one, like it takes burning these muscles. There's not exactly. There's certain movements. It takes good control. So like Claire is really good at single leg deadlift. Other people, if you can only go back to here, that's fine. So don't ever force it past. I said I'm gonna do that again and slow it down slightly. But in my classes, it's like turn it. That's what I always say, because it's like we only do this once a week. So it's like I want a big bang for the buck in that time.
Yeah.
Because if we are trail running, if we're running, we don't we're not doing this every day where we can do it. So or I see people go to the gym, they're kind of looking at the weights and they're like to pick them up and it's like they leave and like they know they haven't done anything. So I just want like bang, bang, you're gonna really feel it.
Yeah.
And like that's what it takes. And don't let anyone tell you different in terms of I'm sitting out for say when you were doing that clear, but actually that was really informative for me because you were very good at these things, but I can still see like, you know, what slow down that this bit would be better. But that's what it takes. We sit a lot, we have a lot of strains in modern life. So if we want to be able to go out, run and feel free at the hips or have the core engaged, at least once a week we need is burning. And as I said, as a physio, I see loads of people come to me and like, oh, I was given a stretch, but it's not working. Like, and like you're holding a stretch for 30 seconds, three times. It takes more than that to get these things fired up. It takes way more than that to get these fired up. So you did fantastic there, Claire, and I really enjoyed that, actually. It was great.
Thanks.
Yeah,
no, I enjoyed it too. It felt like a small torture session, but I mean, that's, I enjoy that. But that's some exercises that I can do. But I was just struck there by the class because you kept reminding me to do things. So like you were like, oh, pull your stomach muscles in. And, you know, that made it easier to do it. And you can just do these things on your own, can't you? But it's so much better if you've got someone coaching you through it. So how do the classes work? Do you do them live and then people can either join live or follow you whenever afterwards? Or are they just like you do them and then they can just access them whenever? How does it work?
I'm very open to my group, right? So like I've offered that before a lot of times where Thursday night we could do them as a group, like on Zoom. What most people do is we have a WhatsApp group. So you do the free trial, that's completely free. There's two different classes. You have the 45 minutes that we were kind of going through there, that's intense. And then we have 35 minutes that's still good, but just like, you know, if you feel like I'm not ready at that level, it's just a little bit easier. Still a good workout, though, because we're not forgetting the principles. And then you have other bonus materials, I call it. Like, you know, we'd have a 20-minute, like, foam roll video. We have, like, little 10-minute, like, so say if you have, like, an Achilles or a calf issue, we'll have, like, a 10-minute rehab that you can do on that. And then, like, specific, like, 10 or 15 minutes of, like, foam rolling for that area. And we have that for all the different areas. I literally just finished a new calf video today. And then we have trail run or anything like that, but we'd have sample training as well and different little bonuses like recipes and things. So usually it's like WhatsApp, we send it in on a Sunday, you do the class and then you post up and then we check in with you on it. We give shout outs on Friday, see who's done it, and then we check in with people on a Saturday. Because I know this is the stuff you won't want to do, so I just harass people to try to do it. But even then, I only get about 30% of the people who sign up for the free trial actually trying the class. The people who do seem to love it, but I always say with this stuff, you could always do this on your own, but it's just like, oh, we also have 20-minute blitzes then, like just 20 minutes of it, like that with not much recovery, just go.
Yeah.
Even for people if they just want 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then what we do is each week, we vary up the class. So like that one when we were kind of starting on is called transition. So it looks at like starting on the ground, going to all fours, going to standing. So kind of getting used to like activating the muscles, go into like all fours where you're still using those muscles again to really burn them. And then in standing, use them so your body gets used to like, all right, this is the muscle should be switched on when I'm in a standing position. Then we'll have like, I call it mobility plus classes. We have sliders, so like say if you're on a wooden floor, we just use a towel where we just practice holding the core. We'll have a few more that are like Pilates flow. That was the one that really helped my hip. So that's like week four, which is like very like glute and pelvic and like squat position focus. So look, each week we just we vary it up because there is a lot of things to kind of hit. But look, if you were doing that, even that 20 minutes we did, if you did those exercises, that single leg deadlift is my favorite exercise for runners.
Really?
Because, yeah, because if you have a lot of shin issues, it's basically, I don't believe that the problem is like more heel drops, heel raises. If you're trail running a little bit more, you're lifting your knees, but a lot of people do, especially the longer distances, there's not a knee lift. Because they're jogging at a slow speed, it's like all calf. So the calf is being worked really hard. And then I said, if the so what you need is basically that the hamstring and the glutes, when we hit the ground, do their fair share. But a lot of times what people do is like, oh, the calf is overworked, basically.
Yeah, and, so you're just shuffling along, just kind of bouncing with your calf.
So if we get, look, if you're doing that single leg deadlift a lot, you're getting the movement at the hip. You're naturally switching on the hamstring and the glute, which will help them when you're hitting the ground. So then the calf has to do less work. Whereas, so that's the one I give to most people. And like you saw, like six of those, you are burning. Foot is burning.
Yeah.
You know, whereas what people can do a lot is, it's like, oh yeah, calf is getting, like, calf's overworked and now the calf's sore. So we'll just strengthen the calf more. And it's like, the calf is fine. The calf's doing its job. If the other things were taken, like, so it's just a different approach where the traditional approach is like, oh, if it's overloaded, we'll try to get it stronger so it can handle the overload. My thing is like, it's overloaded. It's already doing too much. If we can get the other parts taking the pressure and then if that's still not working, now we can add in the heel drops, heel raises. Like, I'm just talking about those little 10-minute videos. That 10-minute for the calf doesn't even have heel drops, heel raises in it. Like, the only heel drops, heel raises I do is for knee problems, because the knees are moving too much, and then they probably need a bit more movement at the ankle and a bit better movement at the hip. So I really, really enjoyed that now, and I'm glad I actually put it up as a video, because I was able to really see you and to see how I was getting on.
Yeah. No, it was really good. I think that's given people a really good insight. And if you do these with the bands, it starts off really easy and you think, oh, what am I doing this for? This is a waste of time. And then by like number three set, you're really burning. And then you really feel like you're getting some bang for your buck, as you said. So that was fantastic. It was a great class. Everybody
really
watching live has enjoyed it this lunchtime. David Pollard in particular says, is there a 20-second session? And Tadeusz, who is also from Ireland and watching in Ireland, says that he's going to memorize them.
Yeah, and I think Claire will have them up. And as you said, guys, like we have free trials in our class. Don't be afraid to do the free trial. And then if you're someone who feels like that, either two people, either one, I only want to do a certain few exercises, do the class and just like use those. If you're someone who will have the motivation to do it on your own, they're the two people. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you want ones that vary each week, you can do the course. Or if you're someone who just needs a reminder to do them.
I think I need a personal trainer. I think I need you to come into my home via my screen every week and force me like you did, because I really enjoyed doing that. But I would never just do that on my own because it would start to hurt and I'd go, oh, I'm a bit tired now.
Yeah,
but with you there going, yeah, you're doing really well, and oh, 10 to go and all that. So do you do personal sessions as well for people?
Not really out of time, but I think I will start doing that even as a group thing, maybe on a Monday at 1 o'clock, and then even if it's just like me here watching the video as people do it,
I
think I'll offer that as well. As you said, I'm like probably like yourself, I'm always open to like even if we just have like music on the videos, if people have recommendations for the music. I just like whatever people want.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. We just do have one final live question if you have time.
Oh, yeah.
For like an extra couple of minutes. David Pollard says, so what's the difference between Pilates and yoga? And I've been doing some yoga quite a lot locally here, and that was completely different. That felt more sports specific. What would you say is the difference
between Pilates we did, where we're getting on our feet for transitioning. Mainly it's just Pilates is more like core focus. Yoga is more like flexibility focus. Now, Pilates, like our first exercise, is kind of a modified sun salutation from yoga anyway. Or we do like downward dogs and stuff like that. But that's like the core and getting things burning is our focus with a bit mobility, where the yoga is more the flexibility and the movement is the most important with a bit of like core activation. So that's the main difference.
Yeah, and I really felt like it was honing my running muscles in particular because of the particular bent that you put on it there. But that was a great class. Thank you so much, Owen.
I think my bum is going to really ache tomorrow. Yeah, you're
really
a little bit stiff and sore, but like that's a good sign. That's showing that we're waking up those muscles. That goes after a week or two.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely fantastic. So anyone can replay this over and over again, and I'll maybe cut out the exercise bit, and just so that people can skip to the exercise bit, so that once they've watched the beginning bit, they don't have to watch that again every time, obviously. Just remind us again where we can sign up to your classes in particular. Like, can we follow you on Instagram as well as
yeah, on the website? Not great. Like, I'm trying to get better on the old Instagram and stuff like that. But
too much time.
Yeah, Everard Pilates. So EVERARD. Pilates, PILATES.com/sport-free-trial, or just put in that and you'll see the free trial button at the top.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Owen.
Thanks so much, Claire.
We'll say bye to everybody on the live chat now, and we'll still be on Skype, but I hope you have a lovely weekend and a really, really, really the best of luck for the race tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure that you'll smash it. I think you'll do sub-4-minute miles for all of the miles. And good luck with all your races this year. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much, Claire. Thanks a million.
Fantastic.
That was See you then. I really enjoyed that.